What happens when a nation of 1.4 billion people, suppressed from consumer desire for decades, suddenly gains purchasing power? In 2008, a critical piece of advice changed Apple's trajectory. Partner with China Unicom immediately, rather than waiting for China Mobile. This decision unlocked billions in revenue and positioned Apple to capture a market that would soon become the world's most influential. Yet just 30 years earlier, Chinese citizens wore identical gray clothing, used ration coupons for food, and needed government permits to buy televisions. This isn't just an economic story. It's a cultural earthquake that compressed a century of consumer evolution into three decades, creating a new breed of shopper who now shapes global markets from Paris to New York. To grasp China's consumer revolution, you need to understand what came before. For most of its 4,000-year history, China was self-sufficient, producing nearly 30% of global GDP during the Tang and Song dynasties. The Silk Road brought limited exchange, but China remained the Middle Kingdom, self-contained and inward-looking. This changed violently when Britain, facing unsustainable trade deficits from importing Chinese tea and silk, flooded China with opium from South Asian colonies. The resulting opium wars forced humiliating concessions, including foreign-controlled treaty ports that became instruments of exploitation. The Qing dynasty collapsed in 1911, followed by decades of civil war, Japanese invasion, and finally Mao Zedong's communist revolution in 1949. After the devastation of the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution, Deng Xiaoping's 1978 reform and opening policies declared, "To get rich is glorious." Chinese consumers approach luxury with intensity because they're reclaiming violently interrupted prosperity, not discovering it anew. Western companies mistake superficial similarities for understanding. Chinese social networks, or guanxi, create intricate webs of mutual obligation beyond Western networking. A young professional spending 3 months' salary on a designer handbag isn't frivolous. It's social infrastructure that preserves success and contributes to network well-being. Even Mandarin structure, lacking tenses, articles, and case distinctions, creates ambiguity requiring relationship context, favoring indirect communication over direct confrontation. An American fleece bedding company failed despite market growth, facing three barriers. Practical, only 2% of homes have dryers. Belief-based, traditional medicine deems synthetic fibers unhealthy. And cultural, Chinese use comforters, not blankets. Success demands aligning with cultural values and embracing circular Chinese thinking over linear Western logic. Young professionals use WeChat Pay while consulting Feng Shui masters, blending tradition with modernity in ways that feel contradictory to Western observers, but natural within Chinese cultural logic. The consumer boom emerged from mass urbanization, decades of suppressed communist-era demand, newly acquired wealth-seeking status symbols, and Western media exposure. Nike's journey exemplifies this transformation. In the 1980s, Nike sold basic shoes from under state store counters. Facing foreign retail restrictions, Nike pioneered technical service companies, manufacturing fronts controlling retail through Chinese partners, creating a blueprint for other brands. Starbucks entered in 1999 through joint ventures, adapting offerings while maintaining standards. After China's 2001 WTO admission eased ownership rules, international brands accelerated expansion, dominating shopping districts by 2010. Consider 28-year-old Yan Wu, an advertising executive from a Yellow River village now working in Shanghai. She arrives at Starbucks in Michael Kors shoes and Zara blouse, carrying a Tory Burch bag, applying Sephora cosmetics, and taking GNC vitamins, choices her factory worker parents could never have imagined. This transformation compressed into three decades what took generations in America's post-World War II boom. China's e-commerce landscape reveals how the country leapfrogged traditional retail. By 2014, China had 350 million online shoppers, spending $294 billion, projected to reach 600 million, spending over $600 billion by 2017. Founded in 1999 by former English teacher Jack Ma, Alibaba began connecting Chinese manufacturers with foreign buyers, perfectly timed with China's WTO entry. By 2014, Alibaba's annual sales volume $248 billion dwarfed Amazon and eBay combined. As Jack Ma explained, eBay is a shark in the ocean. We are a crocodile in the Yangtze River. If we fight in the ocean, we will lose. But if we fight in the river, we will win. Alibaba's ecosystem, including Taobao, Tmall, and Alipay, now controls nearly 80% of Chinese online purchases. The NFL tested this market by shipping 72 footballs to China through Tmall, which sold out in under 3 minutes. Mobile commerce dominates, with WeChat Pay and Alipay processing trillions in transactions annually. Chinese consumers drive 27% of global luxury purchases, with 60% buying outside mainland China, where prices run 30-40% lower. Three distinct groups have emerged. The nouveau riche seek unique prestige experiences over products, like the client who paid $75,000 to golf with a PGA pro at Pebble Beach, gaining both memories and business connections. The gifting group buys luxury items in bulk for business or government purposes. The largest segment is middle-class consumers, brand-conscious but not always loyal, price-conscious but not always sensitive, expanding from first-tier cities into smaller markets. Despite growth slowing from 7 to 15% to 2%, long-term prospects remain strong. President Xi's anti-corruption campaign temporarily dampened conspicuous consumption, but wealthy Chinese increasingly favor experiential luxury, high-end travel, fine dining, exclusive events, over material goods, especially among millennials and Gen Z who prioritize unique experiences over traditional status symbols. By 2014, Chinese travelers led globally with 110 million outbound trips, spending nearly $7,000 per journey, more per capita than any nationality. This surge reflects eased government restrictions, granting access to 150 countries versus a handful previously. The Tang family exemplifies this shift. Mr. Tang, a Suzhou businessman, Mrs. Tang, Boston educated, their son Bobby, and Mr. Tang's parents. Their typical January includes Seattle family visits, VIP Disneyland experiences, rodeo drive shopping, Boston University tours, checking their $3 million New York apartment, and Grand Canyon helicopter tours. Global citizens seamlessly navigating Eastern and Western cultures. Drivers include pollution concerns, visiting children abroad, and real estate scouting. Chinese buyers now represent 35% of Manhattan sales, up from 5% 5 years prior, with similar patterns in Vancouver, Sydney, and London. Major hotels have added Mandarin-speaking staff and Chinese payment systems, while luxury retailers have adapted merchandising. With 200 million new Chinese passports expected in the next decade, this transformation will continue reshaping hospitality, retail, real estate, education, and service sectors worldwide. American superconsumers transformed the 20th century. Chinese superconsumers are now reshaping the 21st, driven by distinct cultural values and digital habits. This is the most important economic shift happening globally. From mobile payment systems spreading internationally to global brands adapting to Chinese tastes, the impact is profound. The question isn't whether Chinese superconsumers will change global business. They already have. It's whether you'll benefit from or fall victim to this transformation. Companies ignoring this shift risk missing the world's largest consumer market. Those who understand the cultural operating system, embrace digital innovation, and recognize the blend of traditional values with modern aspirations will find unprecedented opportunities. In a world where economic power shifts eastward, understanding Chinese superconsumers isn't just good business, it's essential for survival.